Well, hey there, prospective radio freak. Looks like you just got a new radio. Congratulations. Okay, so you got your new radio, you took it out of the box, popped in a couple of batteries, or plugged it in, and now you're wondering, okay, so how do I get all the stations I enjoy? Well, that's what I'm here for. Hey, it's Jamie from Radio Connection Live, and I've entitled this episode Radio FAQs, What You Need to Know. And the first question that I get asked probably at least once a week on our social media and in my personal inbox is, hey, Jamie, so I got the radio, but I can't pick up a station that I used to be able to get. Why is this? Well, the truth is you may be a little too far from the transmitters to pick up the signal. Now, if you live in the station's broadcast area and you've always been able to get the signal, you can get it in the car, you get it in the house. Well, it could be the way your house is built, because here's the thing. Depending on, especially if it's a metal building, radio signals and even cell signals do not do a good job at penetrating through building material, especially metal. In fact, I found this out on an AM radio station that I've always been able to pick up with all my radios, but because my nightstand is made of metal, the signals just get absorbed by the nightstand, and it's, you know, I don't get anything. So that is why the station has an FM translator. I listen on the translator, and if push comes to shove, there's always streaming. I can always do it that way. So if you have a hard time getting a station that you used to be able to get, and maybe you've moved or whatever, what I like to do when I move is I take out one of my radios, usually my portable, and I plug it in, and I listen to the local radio stations, make sure that I get all the stations I expect to get. And I usually do without a hitch, so it's not that big of a deal. Now, I would encourage any radio freak, especially you newbies out there, to use a resource like Radio Locator. And you can enter the zip code of where you're going, and you can find all the radio stations that you should be getting in that area where you're going. So if you're going to be going out of town or on vacation, I encourage you to use this website, because you can type in your zip code or city or whatever it is. So, for example, if I'm going to say Nashville, Tennessee, where Ashley is, hey, Ashley, I can use that as a guide. And I can be, oh, great, here's the country station over here, and here's the gospel station over here, and here's this station over here. So that way I can gauge the radio stations that are in that market so I know what I'll be expecting when I get there. But like I said, if you know that you're going to be moving somewhere, and now here's the thing. If you're going to be moving, it's maybe across town, maybe from one part of town to another part of town, then you should get the same radio stations no matter where in that area you are, okay? So if you're going to be moving across town, maybe you're going to be moving, for example, we moved from, well, it's a suburb of Tampa. It's a neighborhood called Temple Terrace. So if you're going to be moving over there, then you should get the same stations that you already received, and maybe a few more that you couldn't normally get before. So again, use Radio Locator as a resource so you know what stations you should expect to receive. That's the biggest thing I tell a lot of radio freaks, and a lot of folks forget it. Another FAQ that I get is, what's the best at picking up those distant AM and FM signals, or should I say FM signals? Is it a wire antenna or a whip antenna? Preferably, I like the whip antenna models because two things. You can move those around a little bit. You can with the wire antennas, but the problem with the wire antennas is they don't stay affixed. I mean, you probably could if you could with like tape or glue or whatever, but generally, I prefer the whip antennas because you're going to get a lot better stability in those, and not to mention, they last a very, very long time. I used to break them all the time when I was younger, but hey, you know, I've had the same radio for 6 years, so so sue me, right? So, you know, you get one of those whip antennas, a lot of them come already screwed into the radio, and people say that, oh, well, you know, I can't get a good signal with the whip antenna. Well, then you may need. You should be able to also use speaker wire, and we did that once with one of my old radios. I'd use speaker wire to properly lock in those signals, and you can go to any electronic store a hardware store, probably like most likely it's going to be an electronics store, if there's one around you anymore, and have them cut it to the speaker wire to about a 6 foot length and stick that in the antenna port. But the antennas that come on the radios nowadays are actually pretty good. So you just have to, it's just a matter of moving that antenna around and getting all the signals that you should be getting. Another question, what DX is better, boomboxes or portable radios? Well, today's boomboxes are actually a lot more sensitive than they used to be. And a lot of them now are digital tuners. So we're talking push button tuning as opposed to a dial or a wheel or a knob like we had back in the day. So the ones that feature push button tuning are probably going to be the best ones, because the problem with the wheel, with the little wheel or knob models, is they tend to ignore the stations that you should be able to get, and just getting in those stations can be a huge nightmare. I personally have had experience with a couple of models of radio that I've owned, boomboxes that I've had over the last 5 or 10 years, that tend to ignore signals that you should be getting. Another question I oftentimes hear is, Jamie, what are your views on Bluetooth radios? They're okay. I wouldn't recommend them because they're not hypersensitive. They tend to ignore everything else in the air. So if you've always been able to get the local country station with one radio, and then you bought a Bluetooth and the Bluetooth can't pick it up, then it's an issue with that particular radio. And it's not, because the Bluetooth radios don't really have antennas in them, so you can't just point something and move it around. What you can do, and I've seen a lot of people do it, is you can take that radio, or better yet, the Bluetooth radio and move it around, but that can be kind of tedious, especially if it's a little on the heavy side. The one I have is kind of light, so I can just pick it up by the handle and carry it around everywhere. But Bluetooth radios do not oftentimes they do not get a good signal. So you want to make sure that you're getting the best signal. Jamie, why do I need a radio? Well, the truth is, we love our smart speakers. We love our phones. We love our tablets. We love our pads. But all that streaming requires an internet connection. Radios don't need that. All you need to do is have the actual receiver. It's usually maybe sometimes they're $10. Sometimes I've seen them, they're $40. I've seen them $300. It depends on what receiver you're getting and what kind of a system you need. A lot of them nowadays are plug and play. You just plug them in the wall and play them. That's all you have to do. I know a lot of boom boxes that are made now allow you to put batteries in them. Most likely it's going to be like, some D cell batteries. I preferably recommend just having a portable radio, because D cell batteries don't last very long, depending on, especially under the conditions that you're going to, a lot of people want to take their radio to the beach with them or whatever, but D batteries, at least what I've experienced, they do not last very, very long, because you're going to get all kind of problems with the radio dying even after just a couple of hours. So get a good portable radio. They also do make waterproof Bluetooth speakers that you can buy on Amazon. A lot of them are sometimes they're $30 or $40. It depends on what you're getting, but you can get a good Bluetooth speaker for around, I'd say, about at least $50 or so online, or especially if there's a good electronic warehouse or electronic store near you. You can always just pop in there and buy a Bluetooth speaker. A lot of them are rechargeable, so you just plug them in the wall and to charge the battery. And then when you get ready to go to the beach or to the tailgate or whatever, then you just you can run those off the battery power. Those things, a lot of them last. I think one is like 50 hours, I think, of power. So the only downside is, if it's with Bluetooth radios, is you will notice some signal degradation. Especially on FM, AM, most of them don't even have AM in them, but I know a couple models that I've owned that do. You will notice if you can't get the signals to come in properly, especially if you're plugging in something like a cell phone. I found that with some radios, you find yourself getting into more of a situation where you plug in your phone and the signal degrades. You plug in the charger to the radio and the signal degrades. So preferably, I would look for a Bluetooth radio where you'll get at least some stable signal. But a lot of them now are battery powered, so you can just plug those in, recharge those batteries, and you're good to go. what's the best portable radio for my situation? Well, that depends on your situation. I prefer a radio that can comfortably rest in your back pocket or in your front pocket, I should say. If you're going to have that there, make sure you got plenty of batteries. I also recommend changing those batteries at least every 60 to 90 days or more if you can handle it. And the reason why is because if you don't change your batteries, what can happen is eventually the batteries can leak and they can get to the innards of that radio and it's not going to work anymore. So change them every 60 to 90 days, whether you think it needs it or not. So change it every 60 to 90 days, please. And your radio will thank you for it long term. I personally own radios that I've had for 5, 6, 7 years and that are still working years later. So make sure that you're changing those batteries. Headphones. A lot of them let you put headphones in them, especially the newer radios. I do love having the option of having a headphone, especially if no one's going to want to hear it. But, you know, I found, at least for my situation anyway, I found that a good portable radio, $20 on Amazon, will get you everything that you're looking for and maybe a few more. Jamie, does a radio require an internet connection? No. No, 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 no. A lot of us like our phones and pads. You know, it's funny. You tell an 8-year-old kid about a radio and it's like, but I can use my iPhone or my computer or my this or my that. You put a radio in their hand and they turn it on like, oh my God. So no internet connection is required. I will say if you do stream a lot of your radio stations online, you are actually missing pieces of the broadcast, like weather reports, traffic reports. I mean, nothing that you probably couldn't accomplish with any other unit, but you're going to find that you are missing pieces of the radio signal. I found that when I listen to my iHeart stations on a radio, I get the traffic, the weather, the news, everything. When I listen on the stream, I don't even get the traffic or the weather reports. I have to listen over the air or listen with my phone, which I don't mind doing that, but sometimes my phone's going to be in use. So, yeah, I mean, I love a good portable radio. I take mine with me everywhere I go. If you have any radio questions for us, email rclthepodcast@gmail.com, and maybe we'll talk about it on a future show. Thanks for listening, and for more, be sure to join us each week on Radio Connection Live. This week, for example, if you're listening, today being Saturday, April the 11th, yeah, April the 11th. Voiceover artist Vanessa James is going to be sitting down with us this Thursday. So make sure that you're tuned in for that. And we'll post information on our social media pages as soon as it becomes available. All right. Thanks for listening to this week. And have an awesome day.